What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy Thursday. Wow.
Over the hump.
Wow.
Wow to you, Miss Paris Queen.
Oh, yes. I am wearing a very haute couture exclusive, everything rich, everything exclusive shirt from this boutique on my favorite street in Champs-Élysées. It's called Zara.
You're so Parisian. Like, is this Emily in Paris sitting here? No. Or is it Claudia in a shirt with the Eiffel Tower on
it? It's Claudia and her fast fashion from Zara. I tried to warn you guys that, like, my wardrobe was being taken to the next level. And you didn't believe me.
Here, Claudia. Fast fashion, fast food,
fast five. Yes!
Love to hear.
Name of today's episode. Don't forget it. Okay. Yes, my shirt is from Zara. And I just wanted to warn everyone. This is just like a foray into my new wardrobe. Like, you're going to be fucking quaking. So get ready. Because I'm really sick and tired of putting up these pictures every day on the morning shows. And everyone's commenting, Jackie, you look. And I'm like, stop. Am I invisible?
Stop. There are so many days where it's
never,
like, Claudia,
never.
Sickening, glowing hair.
No, but it's really important to note who chooses and edits the photo. Jackie.
Who gets approval of which photo we use? Claudia.
Hardly. I don't really get an update with, you know, edits and stuff. But
well, things have to move and groove.
No,
you know?
Today's my day. Like, the comments are going to be quaking the comment down.
They're going to be quaking for you.
No, I just thought this was such like a delightful
blouse.
They're going to
say, Claudie in Paris.
No, I'm Claudine in Paris.
100%.
So thank you for noticing my new blouse. I actually really appreciate it.
No, it's so sick. Like, so cool. We love to see.
Swipe up link will be on my story.
We really love to see a new blouse on the show because we're constantly wearing the same blouses.
So important to have a constant rotation of blouses. No matter what field you work in, I really believe that. Like, when I go shopping, my first stop is category, tops, blouses. Yeah. Always.
Blousey vibes only.
Blousey vibes only. Only
so thank you for bringing this energy to the show today.
You look elegant as well.
Thank you. I'm just like wearing some like a cool girl outfit.
No, I mean,
you know?
Like that outfit is, I mean, that jacket is like the most sickening jacket. It's also Sisterhood of the Traveling Jacket because I wore it once and not only did it fit me like a glove, like I actually think it was made for me and like it should be mine.
When did you wear it?
In Newport. Remember? We were like all swapping outfits because we were just like girly girls on a
trip.
That's
the best on a trip when like, oh wait, no, my bag would go great with your outfit. Can I borrow your sunglasses?
No, and everyone was being so generous that trip, like bringing their finest things. Like, you want to borrow my scarf? You want to borrow my bag? And we all looked our best because we were working as a team.
100%. And the funnest fact about this jacket is I got it on Etsy.
No, and I tried to find it afterwards. Like, I didn't even know what to search.
I should find the Etsy seller I bought it from. I'm sure he or she has other great items.
Do you mind?
Yeah, no problem.
I love supporting local businesses on Etsy.
I bought it for Stagecoach a few years ago because I just felt like I was looking for like a Harley Davidson vibe, which I'm always looking for a Harley Davidson vibe. And I found one.
I'm so overjoyed for you.
It's really one of my favorite spring jackets.
And jealous.
So I feel like we're both like, you know, acknowledging the space that we're in and we're feeling pretty good about it.
Even though like the second I left my house today, like feel like, you know, I took obviously some extra time to get ready today. Like I was just feeling myself. The second I start walking, rain.
Yeah.
Rain.
It's a rainy day, as you guys can see. But I don't know, it's like so moody. And it's not like annoying rain that, you know, means you can't leave your house.
Inconveniences
you. It's just like a little trickle. It's April showers.
You know what it kind of makes me want to do?
What?
I would love to know if you could guess what I'm thinking.
Go to the movies.
Well, no, but you know we actually can.
Yeah.
Maybe I should do that. That's a good idea. No, but something more like in my house.
Cultivate a vibe.
Okay, keep going.
Read.
No, keep going.
I don't know. What do we do aside from take a bath?
Make a chili.
Oh, yes.
I got to get the ingredients, but I think I'm going to make a chili today.
We should do a virtual chili cook-off today.
I have Ben's recipe.
I actually have some. Can I make a chili with ground turkey?
Yeah.
Because I have ground turkey like that's in my fridge. It's because I was like, I'm going to cook with ground
turkey. It's actually probably delightfully light.
I'm going to make a chili with ground turkey today.
Well, that's exciting. Ask Ben for his recipe. Like, it's so worth it.
I will. I will concede my loss and finally ask the winner.
For those wondering what we're referring to, because maybe you're new here, head over to patreon.com/morningtoast. We did a chili cook-off over the summer when we were all renting a house together, and it was tight. Well, it wasn't really tight, but it was fun.
It was fierce.
It was Jackie versus Ben. I was
one of the judges.
I was Alan Brown, like from Food Network.
Oh yeah, you weren't a judge; you were a host.
I was a host, and then Olivia, Zach, and Margo, who all love chili, were the hosts. I mean, the judges.
Yes, and it's such a great vlog, the great chili cook-off.
Check it was out. A great chili cook-off.
You know what? I think I'm going to watch the vlog and then start my chili, and I feel like that'll get me into the chili spirit.
Yeah. Some things, key ingredients that you need, I just want to make sure you have. Broth is so super, like stock.
You know, I do have chicken broth and I have vegetable.
Okay. Very important, which Ben says.
Okay. I could also go to the store. I feel like I'm actually going to be out and about a little bit today. I have some errands to run. Like this week, I'm accomplishing all the errands that I've put off for 365 days. And by the end of the week, like I'm going to have my whole to-do list checked off.
That's such a thrill. I'm so excited for you. What I have on my list that I am not ready to do is like I have got to clean out my closet. Like major haul, like donate stuff, reorganize. And I'm so not even there. Like I'm so not doing it, but it's getting worse and worse. Like I'm overflowing onto my chair and the floor. Like it's so annoying.
Yeah. I've been doing bit by bit recently. So right now everything fits in the closet, but I don't have one hanger to spare. And after my retreat, I do plan on like going to Zara and doing what you did because you spoke so highly of it. So I will be on the same. I'm just like 2 weeks behind you.
And you know me, like I cannot just like something. I have to like be obsessed with it till I ruin it. Like I've been on the app nonstop. Fabulous app, even though like I still have a problem with how they photograph their photos. I photograph their items because like I probably would have gotten more stuff, but like these girls are just like contortionists wearing a tank top. Like it makes no sense.
Yeah.
But the app is pretty good.
Okay, well, I'm really excited to join you on the journey.
No, like Zara. And at some point in the next couple weeks, like we have to go to the Hudson Yards one.
Okay.
That's like a fun daytime activity.
Yeah, we should
maybe
do that.
Vlog.
Shop till we drop.
I actually hate shopping till I drop.
I'm always shopping till I drop because I just can't stop.
No, but I shop till I drop like from the comfort of my own bed online.
No, but like we need just a day, pound the pavement, and then we like get drinks and dinner after. And it's a full ass day.
I just like hate physically shopping, but the idea of a drink, I would do it.
Yeah.
I would do it.
So that's what we'll be up to. Other than that, I just feel like this week has just been so...
I don't want to jinx it, but like fast...
Oh, not for me. I feel like every day I've woken up like, what day is it? So finally, we're going downhill. And for that, I'm grateful.
You know when you're really excited for like your weekend plans, the week seems to go by so slow.
Yeah, well, that's me with my retreat.
Well, I'm like so excited for my weekend plans. And the weekend, like the week just couldn't be going by faster for me. I'm super grateful.
No, for me, I'm just sort of like sitting around waiting for the retreat. So every day just feels really long.
That's like crazy. Like you're just going to be like at this retreat and I'm literally going to spend like the next 10 days. Just like I have so many plans in the next 10 days. Like, and they all revolve around like blacking out.
Okay. I mean, everyone has their own journey.
So true.
And... no one's is better than anyone else's.
So true.
And everyone should do what's best for themselves. And I believe wholeheartedly that that's what's best for you.
So, so beautifully said. You don't even need to retreat.
I'm the guru.
You already sound like you just got back from it.
Oh my God. I hope I get so many more like
positive
mantras.
Yes.
And that I can share with the group.
Oh my God. We are so
that way,
in need of manifestations over here.
That way we all get to go on the retreat.
I think we all, Jackie and I have been quoting that Victoria Justice video. If you don't know it, like just... educate yourself.
Just
like
Google research. Victoria Justice, we all.
No, but you need the context of it because like there are always these rumors that like Victoria Justice was the star of Victorious, but like Ariana Grande and the other like Liz Gillies, like they were so popular like amongst the cast and crew.
And so talented.
And so talented. And it was like, yeah, it was Victoria Justice's show, but like there were many stars on that show. And there was always these rumors of them, like Victoria like being like, you know, diva, whatever. And there's this one video that kind of like really makes you believe in the rumors because they're all doing like an interview, all the girls, and they're talking about how they just like sing all the time. In dressing rooms, when they're talking, they're just singing, singing, singing. And then the interviewer was like, who do we think sings the most? And a lot of the cast members were like, probably Ariana. And everyone's like, yeah, probably Ariana Grande. And then out of nowhere, Victoria Justice goes, I mean, I think we all sing like a lot. And it was just like so territorial. And it was so fucking funny.
So territorial.
It's, watch the video.
Yeah. So I can't get that like trope out of my head.
No, because like we all really like that trope.
We
all do. We all really do.
So check it out. That video will live in your hand rent free. You're welcome.
You're welcome. And other than that, I didn't really do much of anything yesterday. I'm like trying to even think like what I did.
Yeah, I didn't do much either, but I did start a new book last night called I Was Anastasia by Ariel Lawhin, who wrote Codename Helene. So,
oh, your favorite. It's
Anastasia Romanoff plus, like, one of my favorite books is author. I think I'm in for something good, even though, because I watched Last Czar, I know that this Anastasia imposter, spoiler alert, is not Anastasia Romanoff and just, like, a crazy person. Right. So I think the book, like, makes you, begs the question, like, was this the real Anastasia? And, like, I know the answer.
Right.
But still, I want to know more about this crazy
woman. It's honestly more interesting that it's not her.
No, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm going to read Before We Were Strangers this weekend because I'm having a very peaceful, both turned up and peaceful weekend out in the country.
Oh, man, I'm really excited for you.
And I just think that's what is best for me.
I think that's what's best. And, you know, once you're done, like, you could listen to the Redheads episode about it.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I think you would enjoy it.
Totally. This way I will have read 3 Redheads books.
Wow.
Nothing to See Here. It was still such a great book.
And what was the other one you read?
My own.
Oh, I feel like there was one more.
Were there any Colleen Hoovers?
Layla, have you read Layla?
No.
You might
like Verity.
Not a Redheads book.
What?
Mm-mm.
That's crazy.
Yeah. You might like Layla. You might like Husband's Secret.
Okay.
So, check it out.
We have the Real Housewives of New Jersey recap and the TV recap segment. Boring episode, but I can't be mad because we're coming off the heels of like 3, like, yeah, A-plus episodes.
I can't be mad.
I can't be mad. So
I think we could just jump right in without further ado. Here are the Fast 5 stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
And yes, Jackie, that may be true, but today's episode has a very important sponsor. It is our Patreon program. So you love the toast 5 days a week. We churn out content for you non-fucking-stop. But if you want more, there's an app for that. It's patreon.com/themorningtoast, or you can download the Patreon app in the App Store, and it is our subscription service. So this show is free. It'll always be free. But if you want 5 extra episodes, well, I shouldn't say always, but we'll see. if you want 5 extra episodes from us a month, podcast episodes, vlog episodes, for $7.99, you can sign up at patreon.com/themorningtoast, get more content from us, get access to our exclusive one and only Last Remaining Facebook group. Wonderful community, by the way.
And get access to all 200 plus of the episodes that we've already done. So you will literally have content for days.
For days. We've been doing Patreon for like the last 2 years.
Since you started
years.
The toast. Three
oh, really?
Years, yeah.
3 years. And so if you log on and join now, you get access to like every podcast vlog we've ever done. So check that out. We have the chili cook-offs on there. So it's so worth it.
There's Drunk Get Ready With Us. Like there are so many gems.
We need to do that again.
Maybe you and Snitch.
Like, okay.
It was actually a really fun night. We went to the Squeeze concert after we drunk got ready.
We have to
do it
when we have like a plan.
Yeah. And no, it was actually the perfect situation, but I was so hungover.
I was hungover as well. So patreon.com/themorningtoast. Great way to get more content and support your favorite podcasters. Thanks.
Love it. Okay. First story, big story of the day. J-Lo and A-Rod officially call off their engagement. They say, quote, we are better as friends. They issued a joint statement that said, quote, we realized we are better as friends and look forward to remaining so. We will continue to work together and support each other on our shared businesses and projects. We wish the best for each other and one another's children. Out of respect for them, the only other comment we have to say is thank you to everyone who has sent kind words and support.
So I feel like we knew this, but I guess this is like the official announcement.
No, but like they like put out an announcement and then like got skrr and then
Were photographed in a like house in Dominican Republic together.
Yeah, like saving face, and then they gave it a few more weeks and they were like, no, forget it. We're done.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy to like kind of take a step back and realize like Madison LaCroix's power.
It, yeah.
She definitely did this. And A-Rod did it. I'm not going to blame.
No, Madison, but like LaCroix. The spotlight that Southern Charm put on the infidelity that A-Rod, I think, had been up to this whole time.
Made J-Lo look like an asshole. Yeah, and She couldn't ignore it. Yes. Also, it is really sad because like their kids were like, first of all, upset. Like J-Lo's kids were obsessed with A-Rod. A-Rod's kids were obsessed with J-Lo. And the kids were obsessed with each other. It was like a ideal blended family. And of course, A-Rod had to go and fuck it all up.
Yeah, no, I am sad for the campers in this. Like when I read that statement and they're like, out of respect for our kids, like we're not going to say it anymore. I'm like, oh my God, the campers.
And
the
like,
bunk is quaking.
No, the bunk is like literally sobbing. Like they're all just like, it's like the day after when all their parents leave on visiting day and like they're all just crying.
Yeah, but they're also splitting up the bunk now because some campers have left camp, so they need to condense the bunks.
Oh, that's terrible.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, of course, this is not surprising, but what I do think is weird is like they made an announcement that they have an exclusive announcement coming and then like an hour later said that they were breaking up. So it was just like a weird way to announce it. It's not like you're announcing like you're running for president. Like it was just very formal.
Oh, that is weird.
And A-Rod has been like putting up these weird kind of like shrine like stories. Like he has this like counter with like all these pictures and candles of them and their families and like and he's just like taking videos of it. It's like literally a seance. It's the weirdest thing ever. Like, I encourage you to go look at his story.
Really weird. He tagged J-Lo with a heart.
Yeah, yeah. Like, they're just trying to really make it seem like they're on good terms. But if I was J-Lo, like, I would not be on good terms with this man.
No, you if don't I owe was him J-Lo, anything. I don't need any more friends.
You know, I'm so popular. Like,
I need a solid businessman, Bo, who's gonna, like, not bring
fuck
shame.
Around. Yeah.
And that's all I need. I'm sure she's good on friends.
I think probably the reason why we are personally, like, taking this so hard is because, first of all, we like them so much as a couple. And two, like, this was really the infrastructure around which we built the businessman Bo. And for me, like, this was such a good pairing because he was a businessman Bo. Mm-hmm. And the thing about businessman Bo is that you go for them because they're not going
to,
like, screw around on you.
They're supposed to be solid.
They're supposed to be solid and trustworthy and honest and good. And he fucking let us down. And, like, he's a businessman Bo, but he is also, like, a professional celebrity athlete. So, like, that does make it complicated.
He's not your typical businessman Bo. But I also feel like we're taking it so hard because, like, we really built, like, our biggest ship for them. Like, Norwegian cruise-sized ship. And, like, now we just have this huge ship sitting there.
And
dormant.
What do we do with it?
Dormant. I don't know.
Dormant as fuck.
We're going to need a new couple and to take over that big-ass ship.
Okay, can I tell
you? And
now,
you know what? Our enterprise is actually sort of, like, in the red because we have a few major ships that are sitting dormant.
No, Jackie.
Kim and Kanye,
Jackie,
dormant.
We are literally that scene in The Greatest Showman when his fleet of trading vessels
sinks
is at the bottom of the South China Sea. Like, that's us.
Literally.
Wait, also, not that I'm even going to, like, have a ship as big as I had for J-Lo and A-Rod, but you know which couple I'm, like, really into?
Kravis and then Megyn Kelly.
Well, I like them both, yes, but this is what I, like, previously didn't understand, but now I'm feeling like after watching a lot of their videos, I really understand.
I don't know.
Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers. They did, like, I don't know if they did this partnership with Disney, but they have this, like, long interview of them sitting on a couch in the middle of a Disney hotel, and they're just, like, being really cute. Like,
wow.
They are.
Wow. I'm happy for them that you have turned this corner.
You know, like, I didn't understand it at first. Like, I didn't see how they were compatible in any way, but after watching a couple videos, I think I've have had a come to Jesus moment.
Okay, well, that's good news. I don't know if they're worthy of one of the biggest ships in our port.
No, not that vessel.
But someone's getting promoted.
A speedboat.
Yeah, a speedboat for sure. Yeah. We always start small.
But you're right. We have two mega yachts: the Kim and Kanye ship and the J-Lo and A-Rod ship that, like, are just completely dormant.
Completely.
It's devastating.
So I we're either going to need new couples to ship, or we're going to have to promote some of our mid-size
vessels. Yeah. But I don't really, like, have any kind of, like, you know, motivation for those mid-size vessels. They're mid-size for a reason.
Yeah, and I don't want to put too much pressure on them by giving them a ship that they can't steer.
You know, maybe we give that ship to, like, Oprah and Stedman, you know?
Yeah.
Someone who's just, like, so fucking solid, like, that we don't ever have to worry about.
Like Kevin Bacon and Kira Sedgwick.
I'm going to pass on that.
Okay. Like, Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell. But, like, sure, you can have our ship, like, it's for
but
sale.
But, like, I literally wouldn't recognize you if you came and slapped me on the face in the street. Like,
totally.
Yeah, no, we'll work on our fleet.
We shall work on our
fleet. Get back to us. Circle back.
Okay, well, our next story is I'm French now.
Oh, are you inspired by my blouse?
I am.
Should I say my blouse?
I'm constantly inspired by you.
Constantly.
Our next story is a follow-up to some news from yesterday. Former Bachelor Colton Underwood is filming his own Netflix reality show after coming out. Colton Underwood, former star of The Bachelor, is getting his own reality show at Netflix, Variety has learned. The project, which
is crazy. Like, at Netflix?
No, that's, like, a big-ass show.
No, like, is he that famous?
I don't know. Or is that show that good? The project, which is currently in production, so no way to say whether or not it's good yet, is an unscripted series with multiple episodes. Numerous sources tell Variety, describing the project as focusing on Underwood living his life publicly as a gay man. Netflix declined to comment on the project.
I have a few thoughts. I've been, like, marinating on this whole story. Like, it was all I could think about yesterday because, like, it's literally the only thing that happened. And I have a few thoughts. One, I actually think the concept for this show, like, does sound interesting. And if I didn't have this, like, problem with Colton, like, maybe I would have watched it. But the more and more, like, I look into this and, like, read into it, I'm just, like, feeling more and more disturbed, like, on behalf of Cassie Randolph, you know?
Okay.
It must be really hard to see most of the world, like, celebrating someone who you feel, like, victimized by. And, like, no one's even, like, really talking about it. Like, I was looking on Twitter just to see, and, like, a lot of people were like, is this the guy who, like, had a restraining order put on him. Like, yes. Because people are like confused.
That's the one.
And people in the gay community who are really excited about this for obvious reasons aren't like real like Bachelor fans. And I don't think they know the extent of. So he's just like being celebrated by everyone. And I can just imagine how traumatizing that is for Cassie. And I just didn't think like Netflix was in the position of like giving shows to people who, you know, harass and stalk their ex-girlfriends. I just didn't know that. So I'm struggling with that.
Okay. Yeah, I hear that. I saw a really funny comment on our Instagram post about this, like saying Colton is like being his authentic self, like thirst and all.
Yeah, no, he's always been so thirsty. And so yeah. This tracks, like selling his own journey.
Selling Love his that journey. For you. Selling his journey.
Can we also talk about the Carol Radswell of it all?
You sent me her tweets last night.
Because Carol Radswell, like, isn't like a full-time
tweeter.
Like, she's so active on Twitter.
Okay.
And I saw something come up on my TikTok, and I'm like, that has to be a fake tweet because Carol would never say that. So hold on, I sent it to you. So yeah. She went on like this whole Twitter rampage. Here are our texts. Of things about Colton. So her first one that like really rubbed people the wrong way was, congrats to Colton Underwood, but also what? You apply and compete with other men to go on a TV show looking for love and you think you might be gay? What about processing that without What about processing that without involving 25 crews and 25 girls? It's a great day for gay men, bad day for young women. And it's like, that might be the worst take on Colton Underwood I've ever heard. There are different takes you could take here because obviously like Colton has like a controversial past. That might be the worst take I've ever heard. Like, sexuality is so complicated. And like, he literally explained how like, he literally thought he was like fixed when he got the cast as The Bachelor. And like, he thanked God for it. Like, there's just like that worst take. No, she doubled down. People are literally responding to her like, Carol, this is not it. She doubles down. He was dishonest with the producers and women about his motivation. You can't just disregard that piece of it. What if a girl fell in love with him and what was her journey about then? Don't look at it solely from the man's perspective. There are many women involved too. Now that's like an earnest tweet, assuming that everyone who goes on The Bachelor is like literally head over heels in love with Colton. But we all know like most of them probably didn't even like him and just wanted the Instagram followers. Like,
yeah. Also, a lot of the women from his season have spoken and said like they're so happy for Colton. Yeah. Like all good.
Triple down. I'm happy for Colton to be living his truth now. Is anyone talking about whether ABC executives should be vetting their contestants better or what the women think? At Robin Roberts at Bachelor ABC. What's good? I don't even know if I could get into how bad of a take this is because it's, of course, like many things, so layered. But it's like, coming to terms with your sexuality is so much more complex. You're not deceiving anyone. And I actually think that's like a really like bad, dangerous take. So I just wanted to share those tweets because I just didn't see that, you know, yesterday, like when we were discussing, like, did I think that Cal Radswell was going to be the one like with the weirdest take on the whole Colton thing? Like, I never would have expected that.
No, I never would have expected that either. Life is full of surprises.
And that's what I love about it.
Yeah. Constantly being surprised.
Constantly being surprised. But in terms of the show, does it have a name?
No, not yet. And it's still in production. So like he's literally in New York filming it now. I saw a post that he was like spotted filming at the Stonewall Inn.
Oh, I guess that like they're going to document the journey of like in real time, like when he comes out, what like people are tweeting, like, you know, how the reaction is, him actually going to GMA.
Yeah.
I mean, like it does sound like a good show.
Does
like,
it?
Kind of. Because for me, I'm like, I'm dying to know what's going on like behind the scenes. Like, how is he taking it? How is he doing?
Yeah.
But I just like.
Who is he hearing from?
Right, right. There's a part of me that like just can't get on board.
Yeah.
I stand with Cassie Randolph.
Okay, cool. I mean, I just feel like I probably just won't watch because...
Either way.
Like, lack of interest.
Yeah.
But I'm happy for Colton.
Yeah, did you also see that Billy Eichner video that's, like, making the rounds that just did not age well? I don't know what they were filming for. Maybe it was, like, promo for The Bachelor and they had Billy Eichner on and he was like, I'm gay. You could be gay. Maybe you'll be the first gay Bachelor. It was, like, obviously a joke.
He's like, you should look into that.
Yeah, and Colton's face is just, like, a journey of emotions. Like, shock... awe, defense. Like, it was very interesting.
Layered.
Like, so many things.
Mm-hmm. Like, both layered. Of our hairs.
Layered, yeah.
Well, actually, I could use a fresh crop. Are you ready for our next story? It's going to take us on a journey.
Don't stop believing.
Josh Richards' drama involving Jaden Hostler and Nessa Barrett explained.
We are here to break down what the kids are up to on TikTok. As far as you guys need to know, there were two kind of like young power couples on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Jaden Hostler and Mads. Josh Richards, who hosts the BFFs podcast with Dave Portnoy, and Nessa, who's a singer. Nessa has been recently making the rounds on the late night talk shows because she released a song that she wrote, that she performs with Jaden from the other couple, mm-hmm. and they've weirdly been performing it with Travis Barker. So they've been spending a lot of time together, and I think you all know what happens next.
What happens next is that Jaden and Nessa have gotten together. So Josh and Jaden are very good friends. The two enjoyed their friendship. They were also happy in their respective relationships. Josh was dating Nessa. Jaden was dating Mads. However, things changed when Jaden and Nessa got together to work on La Di Di, a song the two released on February 19th. Amid this, the rumors about Josh and Nessa breaking up hit social media. Following this, the news of Mads and Jaden's breakup also surfaced online. Mads went on to claim that Jaden and she broke up because of Nessa. She claimed the two had been spending a lot of time following their music release. Josh broke his silence on the BFFs podcast with Dave Portnoy and Josh Richards. He admitted that he felt upset after the video for the song was dropped. He said, "I'm looking at this video and I see two people I love. They're like my family. I would die for them tomorrow. I would die for them now. The possibility, even if it's 0.5% in the back of my brain of like, fuck, I could lose both these people. That's what made me sad. That's what fucking killed me." He further revealed that he and Nessa were on a break when the rumors about her and Jaden dating surfaced online. And so, cut to the chase, Jaden and Nessa
are like a full-fledged couple. They've been paparazzied all around LA, going to dinner, making out. Like, they're fully together.
And
Mads is devastated.
Yeah.
And Josh is just kind of, you know, being like a dude about it.
Yeah, but they're all very sad. And it's the biggest deal for the world.
Yeah, like, honestly, I find myself, like, really active in, like, the TikTok drama. And I just, like, can't get myself to give a shit about these people because In the world of, like, the TikTok stars, these are all, like, with the exception of maybe Josh Richards, like, they're all B-list. So, like...
Are they? What about... I feel like I've heard about Nessa for a while.
Well, there was that drama when she kissed Chase Hudson, who was dating... Lil Hoodie, who was dating Charli D'Amelio at the time.
That's so funny because on my Time Hop yesterday, Charli and Lil Huddy's breakup statements came up. I guess I had screenshotted them.
LOL, first of all.
Hard-hitting journalism.
So, like, for me, like, a lot of people have been like, talk about it on the toast. And, like, I plan to, and, like, I'm well-versed in it, but, like, I just don't really care. They're, like, not my favorite TikTokers. And, honestly, I didn't even know who Mads was.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I only knew who Josh was, and I watched an episode of BFFs, and he was talking about this, but I didn't know about
the
it
context.
Yet, so I think I fast-forwarded, and that was probably, like, the only part...
That, like, people were tuning in for.
Right.
For sure.
But he seems like a really, actually, a great kid.
Yes.
And I think that him and Mads should get together, duh.
Yeah, but, like, no.
No?
No.
What about him and Addison?
I feel like Addison is so beyond this
group
of people.
Him and Charli.
Sure.
I'm just going off of every TikTok.
No, but,
right,
like, now then that complicates it with Lil Hootie.
Is Lil Hootie still around?
Yeah, he actually released a song, like, a Machine Gun Kelly vibe, and people really liked it. It's called, like, Vampire School or something.
Wow.
Vampire
These
Blood?
These kids are wild.
Daytime Vampire, something like that.
Okay, well, I don't know.
The kids have gone wild. They're all breaking up, making up, but we are happy for everyone to find happiness, I guess.
Yeah, sort of. These two better, like, stay together forever or else...
Yeah, well, that's the thing. If you're going to blow up two relationships and it becomes such a big thing, this is like similar to like Sabrina Carpenter and Joshua Bassett. Like, they are still together. And like, if at the end of the day, like, it was all worth it for true love and they're married 60 years in the future, like, you know, in their rocking chairs in a house in Malibu, like, then it was all worth it.
Yeah, like Nick Lachey, Vanessa Lachey.
Right. Exactly. Great point. So with these two, maybe Jaden and Nessa are, you know, the next Oprah and Sedman.
100%. And that's the only way that like
this will be okay.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Okay, you ready for our next story?
Yeah.
Actually, that's not... I'm just going to move them around. Doesn't make sense. Speaking of relationships, Kanye wants to date an artist after Kim Kardashian divorce. Kanye is already thinking about his next relationship. The newly single rapper wants his next relationship to be, quote, with an artist and a creative person. A source tells Page Six, so take it with a grain of salt.
Okay.
Explaining it so they can speak the same language to each other. But his next partner has a lot to live up to. West has previously declared, "I am Michelangelo, I am Picasso." He also told GQ, "I am unquestionably, undoubtedly the greatest human artist of all time. It's not even a question at this point. It's just a fact." So if he's going to be with another fellow artist, the artist couldn't be the greatest artist of all time because he fills that role.
Just like going back to that statement, while I don't think it's true, I do think that Kanye, like, is one of the most influential artists of our generation in terms of fashion, music, lifestyle, design, for sure.
Yeah. I feel like I was ready to agree with him if he said, like, I'm the greatest human artist, like, of
right now.
Right now. 100%.
Like, yeah, but I also, like, there's just something lame about, like, the greatest artist of right now saying that they're the greatest artist, you know?
Well, you know what? Like, have confidence in yourself.
Normalize having confidence
because
in yourself.
Because if you don't believe you're the greatest artist, who will?
That's so true. I know. I really am, like, the greatest artist of our generation.
Yeah. So, believe it, manifest it.
And it might come to be.
It might come to be. I mean, as far as him dating an artist, I feel like that's a really good, logical next move for him. One, so they can speak the same language, as he says. But also, like, how are you going to compete with Kim? You know? It's not like Kim can just go and date another rapper now. Mm-hmm. Like, so I think they both are going to have to look outside, because you're not going to be able to compare the two. Because yeah. They're both the greatest in their field. So if you go to the same field, you're just going to get someone who's, like, subpar.
But also, like, as they've grown up, it's actually become, like, extremely apparent, like, how different they are. And Kim is, like, very straightforward, very straight edge, like, you know, logical, business-minded. And Kanye is very, like, artistic.
Says, abstract,
says what he wants. So I actually do think someone who speaks the same language, by the time they got divorced, they were speaking two totally different languages. Mm-hmm. And I think someone who speaks Kanye's language would be great for him. And someone who speaks Kim's language would be good for her, too.
Yeah, you know who I see him with? Not this person in particular, because she's in a committed relationship.
Grimes?
Yes.
I was literally thinking, like, he sounds like the relationship the source says he's looking for is, like, an Elon Musk and a Grimes. Like, we don't understand it.
A genius and an artist.
We don't understand it, but, like, they do.
Well, I'm understanding, like, Elon and Grimes more and more. They're so legit. Like, the proof is in the pudding. They're Nick Lachey and Vanessa Lachey.
No, except they didn't, like, leave anyone for each other. Or, actually, Amber Heard, yeah.
No, I'm just saying, like, something where at the beginning, like, you just assume it's another relationship, and then all of a sudden, it's OTP. I'm going to give them our big-ass vessel. I'm going to give it to them, because I don't think we ever made a ship for them.
No, and I feel like in the beginning, like, when I saw pictures of them at the Met Gala, like, I was like, they look like freaks. Yeah. Well, they did look like freaks at the Met Gala. I stand by that. But you know what I mean? I just, like, didn't get it at all.
No, but, like, I'm getting it. And yeah, I feel too. Like Kanye sees that, and he's like, oh, I want that for myself. I think he sees himself as an Elon Musk.
Agreed.
And he sees Elon, like, just
we are so unlike the same.
Yeah, so I don't know of, like, all the contemporary artists of our time. I don't know that many or any. Me either. But I hope that, I'm sure Kanye knows, because he's, like, into art.
You know, and he's in the art world.
Yeah. So I hope that the art world, like, sometimes you do need an artist woman girlfriend.
Businessman beau, artist acquaintance.
Yeah. So I feel this for him.
Me too.
I really do.
As do I.
Are you ready for our fifth and final story now?
It's the final story. Yeah.
Instagram launches a test where users can choose to see likes. So Instagram is launching.
Oh my God, make up your mind.
I know. Well, apparently their initial idea of we're hiding likes didn't go over so well. Like, it wasn't super popular. And also my likes were hidden for one day and then they came back. So they obviously.
I still have mine, yeah.
Are all over the place on this issue. Instagram is launching a small global test on Wednesday where users can choose whether to hide the like counts on their own posts or other people's posts. Facebook spokeswoman said. The photo sharing site, which is owned by Facebook Inc., said this latest test came after seeing mixed responses to its experiments in which it removed likes commonly used as a measure of popularity.
That's so funny because, like, I saw all the influencers being like, I love this, like, taking likes, but it's like, yeah, because you have the worst engagement ever.
But
if I got no likes, I would like that too.
I had likes the entire this
Me too.
Entire time.
Never lost it.
I lost it for not even a full day.
You know that I have many Instagram accounts, and Girl With No Job does not receive updates from Instagram. You know my comments are still chronological on that account.
Interesting.
I can't filter them. I never got the moving text. Like, oh, I don't get updates on that
you're
account.
Not
it's crazy.
Missing anything with moving text.
Okay. I feel that makes me feel better. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I've never used it.
No, I'm literally using, like, 7 versions too old on Girl With No Job. But then I switched to Claude With No Job, and she's updated as fuck.
Yeah, Morning Toast account is super updated.
Morning Toast is, like, literally must
in
be the
beta.
Must be the first account to get a new rollout from Instagram. Like, we get it the second.
Yeah. And for my personal, like, I don't get it. I feel like I'm on the back half of getting it, which I like, because, you know, let everyone mm-hmm. experiment first. And then I never had to, like, go from not having likes to having likes. Because once you get, I think their intention with not having likes was that there's less pressure, better for your mental health, and people will post more if there's
yes.
no likes, which would.
I actually agree with that philosophy.
Yes. And also, at the end of the day, even though, like, sure, they're worried about our mental health, they just wanted us to post more. That's yeah. what it was. But
maybe
I don't
it didn't
think,
work.
I don't think that it worked.
Well, honestly, they just need to make up their mind. I feel like we've literally been talking about this since we were in our old studio.
Yeah. They need to make up their mind. And you know what? Likes are integral to the Instagram ecosystem. So just.
No. And if you're going to, like, get rid of them, like, get rid of them. Don't be like, well, you could turn on this setting and have it. And then this person could turn on that setting and not have it. Like,
yeah.
Nobody cares.
nobody cares really. Like,
just make a decision.
Like, when I'm going through my feed, I'm not looking how many likes did each picture get. But once in a while, I'll go to a person's page. I'm like, how many likes did they get?
Eek. You know, but it's a good way to see, like, who has fake followers.
Right. But also, I found it interesting on last week's Keeping Up with the Kardashians when Kim was like, my photo's about to hit 4 million likes. Should I post another one or should I wait? And I was like, you even look at likes anymore?
No, I actually... like the second we ended last week's episode, I was like, I'm so mad we didn't talk about that one scene where Kim was talking about her 4 million likes, because I completely agree with you. I was like, I didn't even know people like took that into account anymore. I guess maybe if I was getting millions of likes, like I would.
Yeah, but I just feel like if Kim's not past like tracking her likes, how can any of us ever be?
Survive, yeah.
But also, and then I went to Kim's photos because I guess like 4 million is like a big, you know, mark of success for her. So I was just like looking at what her photos do get and like which ones get the most. And it was
I'm sure like the promotional ones get the least, like KKW Beauty and stuff.
Yeah, the kids get a lot, and obviously her like Snatchler picks get the most.
Good. Mm-hmm. That's why she does them.
Yeah.
Okay, well, those were the Fast Five stories, and I feel as though maybe you didn't need to know them, but you're sure glad you did.
100%. Let's talk about Rehonge.
I mean, it was so boring, but my one takeaway from the episode was that...
we need to speak to a medium. We need to
speak to that medium.
I completely agree.
When I was in college, I literally put myself on a wait list for the Long Island medium. It said 2 years. Okay, that was like eight years ago. I have never heard back.
Well, we need to speak to that medium or any medium. Like, she was so on point.
No, I know. She was freaking everyone out. Like, I could tell, like, some of the women, like, Margaret was, like, not really...
Skeptical, for sure.
And then the second she was, like... Jan's father, like, it was just, I don't know, I don't really believe in that stuff, but I do think that there are certain people who can definitely like connect with a
yeah I think it's world. Interesting. We definitely need to speak to a medium. It was nice to see, and I think it was like a good thing for all the women to like be vulnerable in front of each other, and they're in a good spot, these women. The only real tension brewing is between Margaret and Jennifer.
Yeah, and it's a problem because neither one of them are going to back down.
No, but hopefully I don't know how they'll move past it. It's not going to stop until one of them is off.
Yeah, the Dolores storyline about her mammogram was really, really interesting, because like she's been like so active in the like doing philanthropy for breast cancer awareness, and she like had forgotten to get her mammogram. Then they kept teasing that she was like hysterically crying, and I thought that like she had gotten bad news. And then the medium started out by being like, "Your like grandparents who have passed on like want you to know like." You're getting news. It's something physical. And oh, I was like, God. Oh, this is when she cries. But then she started crying about her dog.
Oh.
Which I totally get.
Totally. No, I thought it was like a fun episode to watch. Nothing much happened. Nothing. But I just love the women of Jersey.
And I'm glad like Jackie and Teresa like genuinely squashed the beef, because I can't.
Same.
And honestly, like, it was making me like really hate Jackie, even though like I was on her side.
I know. She was just not handling things right.
Properly.
Like, she had the winning...
Hand,
but she played it wrong.
But she folded.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like, now when I see her and Evan, like, I do kind of cringe.
Yeah.
When she was like, I'm going to wait until Daddy loves me no more. Just kidding. I'm like, oh, God. But I did love seeing Rosh Hashanah on The Real Housewives of New Jersey, because even though New Jersey is a very Jewish state, and a lot of them live in really Jewish towns, like Margaret lives in Englewood, I think Jackie lives in Tenafly, we've never had like a Jewish moment. And I did like seeing Rosh Hashanah. And for that, like, I'm grateful to Jackie for finally bringing, you know, the spirit and the ruach of Rosh Hashanah 100%. To the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
100%. It was nice to see.
But other than that, like, why was that woman Michelle at the reading? Are they trying to make Fetch happen?
Yeah, there was rumors while they were filming that like she was the new housewife. Teresa's realtor is the new housewife. I think that they were trying to integrate her. I do think they run out of time.
Yeah, and also like I'm not buying like and at all what she's selling.
I also think that like when she came on, they expected like, okay, she's selling Teresa's house, she's a housewife, but she got like shut out by Melissa. They weren't expecting that.
Yeah,
and so she missed, like, otherwise she would have been invited to wherever they went next,
right?
But so she missed a few episodes, and now I think it's too late.
They're going to Glenmere Mansion, which I've been like dying to go to. I heard they have like an amazing spa.
I know, and I think they allow pups. I was like looking into it a few weeks ago, and it just didn't work out.
We gotta go.
Maybe they don't allow pups. It was one or the other.
Maybe that's why they didn't work out.
It was one or the other.
For sure.
They either do allow them or don't. They don't.
Yeah. What are the odds? So yeah, and really, I have nothing to really say about Jersey. I'm not mad that we got such a bad episode. Well, not bad, just like boring, because like the last like three or four have been like so gangbusters. Stellar gangbusters. So they needed a break, and it's fine. Things turn up on the boat. But Margaret, what kind of ghostwriter has a yacht?
That's a good one.
A good one. By the way, Margaret, who is one of our amazing podcasters here at Toast News Network, released her book this week. And we actually got a shout out on like page 222 or something like that. Her book is available everywhere. It's called Caviar Dreams, Tuna Fish Budget. It's the same name as her podcast. And there's new podcasts coming from a lot of our TNN shows. There's a new
churning out premium Raven content.
Date Night with Raven and Alexis. They made a huge announcement on their podcast if you want to check it out. And of course, Mood with Lauren Elizabeth. She had Norma Kamali on her podcast.
I saw.
We said to her, we're like, you will love Norma. Like, let's set it up. And I haven't listened to the episode yet, but I'm going to because I feel like it's really good.
No, it's so good. If you ever need like a kick in the joie de vivre, Norma Kamali's your girl.
That's Mood with Lauren Elizabeth. And that is our show.
That is our show. Nobody else's. Don't get it twisted.
Don't get it motherfucking twisted. Thank you so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching us on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up.
For the people who are still listening, one, thank you so much. And two, our 100% merch is still out. So head over to shopmorningtoast.com. We had a great launch day. And so if you want to get your 100% merch, shopmorningtoast.com.
We're also available anywhere you can get your podcasts. That's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. So wherever you listen to podcasts, find us, The Morning Toast, and leave a five-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. Beautiful, stunning, and smart merch is also available at shopmorningtoast.com.
So is How You'd Earn merch and Redhead's merch.
I hope you guys have an amazing Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow for
Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
Goodbye.
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 Bibbidi-bye. Bye. 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 Bye